Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey guys, back for another episode of Trump's The Art of the Deal, Trump Card's Elements of the Deal. Fight back, Trump says. The risk is that you'll make a bad situation worse, and I certainly don't recommend this approach to everyone, but my experience is that if you're fighting for something you believe in, even if it means alienating some people along the way, things usually work out for the best in the end. Trump says essentially that he won't let slights go unnoticed or what he perceives to be injustices go by without a fight. So he says, as much as he likes to emphasize the positive, there are times when the only choice is confrontation. And we see that in prison movies where the signal that you are willing to fight sometimes is enough to let your adversaries know not to mess with you, that you won't allow people to walk on your toes is a signal to the bullies that you're not one to be messed with, that it doesn't pay to go after you, that you fight back, essentially. Now, Trump is going to give two examples of how he used that approach for his business ventures. When the city unfairly denied me on Trump Tower, the standard tax break every developer had been getting, I fought them in 6 different courts. It cost me a lot of money. I was considered highly likely to lose, and people told me it was a no-win situation politically. I would have considered it worth the effort regardless of the outcome. In this case, I won, which made it even better. So Trump fought the city in 6 different courts. And now he adds another example. When Holiday Inns wants my partners at the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City ran a casino that consistently performed among the bottom 50% of casinos in town, I fought them very hard and they finally sold out their share to me. Then I began to think about trying to take over the Holiday Inn company altogether. So essentially, he was not happy with the way they ran things, and he got them to sell their share by essentially fighting back on their initial agreement. He basically, even in friendlier encounters with his partner, he realized that things weren't going the way he expected, that things were supposed, how we expected things to go, fought them and got them to sell their shares because they were running an unprofitable operation. And that is also shown in his many, right? The key word we have on The Apprentice is you're fired. So although he's someone, as we can tell, Trump likes being appreciated. He likes being with people. He wants the approval, not at all costs, but he likes to be liked. And that's a very healthy human trait, to want to be part of society, to want to be accepted, right? It is certainly something that we can relate to. But when his interests are not, right, even though he can like someone and want the person to like them, doesn't mean he lose sight of the bigger objectives, and he's right, if he feels a contract is not being upheld or a situation is unjust, like with the city of New York or with the Holidays Inn that around a poor operation, he doesn't hesitate to let his thoughts known and to take action. Now he says, even if I never went on the offensive, there are a lot of people gunning for me now. One of the problems when you become successful is that jealousy and envy inevitably follow. There are people like, I categorize them as life's losers, get their sense of accomplishment and achievement from trying to stop others. As far as I'm concerned, if they had any real ability, they wouldn't be fighting me. They'd be doing something constructive themselves. And that echoes also how Trump thinks of the media more broadly. People who take very damaging strokes at him that haven't accomplished a fraction of what he has, or that talk about his wealth that don't have a fraction of his wealth, or that talk about his deal-making that haven't gotten into the arena. So it's easy to see where the criticism comes from, right? For people that have a job at prestigious news organizations and that get to control like an editorial line, but you will rarely get any kind of criticism from people who are in the arena. So Trump realizes that the people who are busy getting things done and taking risks and that are more on the action side, usually they're happy with others, or they don't even notice another person's success. The people who are into the criticism, usually it's because they don't have the ability to do things themselves. All right, so the lesson here is to fight back.